direct wholesale pricing.
Yeah.
Hey, America. Hope you are warm and safe wherever it is that you hail from. To the left, to the right, and all those nooks and crannies and spaces in between. We invite you all to be part of America tonight, especially when we do our trifecta challenge, because check this out. The first six callers in our next segment automatically win the DVD copy of The Messenger starring Woody Harrelson, just for calling in. Now, everybody will give their three numbers. That's a trifecta, 1, 2, 3. It could be 1, 2, 3. It could be 5, 6, 7. 5, 6, 7, yeah. I went to Catholic school. 5, 6, 7. That means you use your fingers and they crack you with a ruler. So the scoop is, you don't have to know anything about the horses that are racing in the Preakness, the second leg of the Triple Crown. You just have to take 12 numbers, much like the lottery, only you don't have to pay a buck, and come up with a combination of three numbers. If the numbers come in the order, the exact order, that's trifecta. You hit it. Ding, ding, ding. And you win our fabulous prizes, our big, giant prize pack here in America tonight. It's so full, it would probably be cheaper for the show for me to just fly and deliver it to you. That's how crazy big this thing has gotten. Seriously. So I hope somebody wins. I would love to see somebody nail the trifecta for the Preakness at Pimlico in Baltimore. Not as much noise made for Pimlico in this race, even though it is a major, major race, than the Kentucky Derby. I mean, the Kentucky Derby is the thing, the run for the roses, right? But still, this is an important race. It is the second leg of the Triple Crown. The horse that won the Derby, Super Saver, has a shot, a definite shot, 5-2. That's the odds, anyway, of winning this race, and that would be two legs of the Triple Crown. It's a lot of fun. You know, in fact, their saying, their slogan was, get your freak on. You know, get your preak on, get your freak on, get your preak on. And it was kind of controversial. A lot of people didn't like that. There was the campaign over the billboards in Baltimore and on the radio commercials. I don't know. Thought it was clever. How many ways can you talk about a horse race that's been around forever and get people excited about it? People excited about it who know nothing about horse racing and could care less, or people getting excited about it just because they normally do, but they're not going to go out to the track because there's no place to park and they don't want to walk. That's the thing. That's what happens in these big races. All right, we have other things that we're going to dive into here on America Tonight, important things, things that we've been talking about for a very long time, like illegal immigration and Arizona. The governor of Arizona, when she signed into law the toughest immigration law in the land, which, by the way, is already a federal law, but okay, and she said that, she's pointed that out to people, she knew she was going to take some heat for it, starting with the refried beans thrown on the window that looked like a schwa sticker, okay, haha, and then some threatening emails and all kinds of other things, and the mayor of Los Angeles threatening to boycott, and we will not send any business the way of Arizona. Then Felipe Calderon across the border in Mexico saying that no Mexican nationals should go to Arizona. Fine. There won't be as many dead people who have been taken advantage of by the coyotes laying in the desert that the people of Arizona have to take care of. So many that they are in refrigerated trucks. Sad stories to tell. But the dead can't talk. They're all Jane Doe's, right? Or John Doe's. And there are a million of those stories, a million. And there are 500,000 illegal people in Arizona. So the challenges are there, and the challenges, a lot of them, are legal. The Attorney General, Eric Holder, is looking into the Arizona law. And, of course, he was charged with that immediately once the powder keg was lit. Here's what he said earlier today.
The community is frightened. What is the position of the Department of Justice on
unfair racial profiling within your jurisdiction.
It has all kinds of collateral negative impacts that drive wedges between law enforcement and certain communities. There is no good basis. I have never seen a good basis for racial profiling. If a community feels that it is being treated unfairly, that it is being profiled, you're less likely to have people share information with law enforcement. You're less likely to have an ability to solve crimes in that community. And those are the kinds of issues that I think we have to take into consideration as we look at the law.
There have been a significant amount of resources that have been invested in looking at the Arizona immigration law. It appears to follow a pattern of political actions of your office, and the ACORN investigation couldn't seem to get started with one single individual or one single investment of dollars.
The determinations that we make as to what statutes we look at, what cases we investigate, are done in a political way. I'm quite proud of the time that I've spent in this Department of Justice. I consider myself a career guy. I've served very proudly under both Democratic and Republican attorneys general. I understand the traditions of this department. I will not allow this Department of Justice to be politicized. People may not agree with the decisions that I make, but I want the American people to know that right or wrong, the decisions that I make are based on the facts and on the law and have no basis in politics. That's not what this Justice Department is about.
All right, newsflash. Here's what I have a problem with Eric Holder, okay? So Holder was on Meet the Press this past weekend, and he's talking about, and you heard it there, the possibility of the new law in Arizona leading to racial profiling, and saying that the passage of this is unfortunate, his words, and questioning the constitutionality of the law because it assumes powers that could be reversed for the federal government. So here's my question. And if you really listen to what he was saying, he has not read this law. He hasn't read it. He's expressed concerns on the basis, this is the Attorney General, on the basis of what I've heard about the law. I'm not in a position to say at this point, not having read the law, not having the chance to interact with the people who are doing the review, exactly what my position is. So how is there an opinion on this if he hasn't even looked at the legislation? And, you know, so how do you have concerns about it being unconstitutional if you haven't even looked at it? And this is what the people in Arizona are saying. Automatically we're being attacked, but are you listening to what the law is? And do you realize that this law does not go beyond what federal law already allows? And it's just been distorted, the legislation. There is no, you know, there are provisions in the law that specifically rule out, and I've seen a copy of this, it specifically rules out racial profiling as proof that it can't be implemented without conflicting with civil rights. So they already know that in doing this. And yet, Holder is saying he expects the Justice Department and Homeland Security to finish their review of the law soon. But let's hope the next time our Attorney General gives his opinion, because this is what he does. I mean, he's a legal guy. This is what he's charged with doing, and the Justice Department is charged with doing. He's got to look at this. He's got to have the conversations or say, I need time to look at this. I'm dealing with this nut ball in New York and the situation here. So I have people reviewing it. They're going to tell me more about it, and I'm going to look at it myself. Would have been a much more prudent response, I think. All right, coming up, it is the Preakness, baby. That's what we're talking about. Trifecta Challenge. Call this number. If you're one of the first six in, you automatically are a winner. You get a DVD. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I'll meet you in a few.
Global, environmental, energy, technology. It sounds scary, doesn't it?
Well, it could be if you're a Bilderberger. Because this amazing invention is really all about making clean energy very affordable for everyone. We call it GEET. Now, thanks to a worldwide grassroots intervention, the suppression of GEET is over and its inventor is free again to share it with you. Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEET fuel processor, only has a few openings remaining for the U.S. GEET dealership training program. You can be personally trained by Paul to become a GEET dealer from May 17th through the 21st, or from June 21st through the 25th. For details, go to GEETInternational.com or send an email to paul@geet.nl. Do it now, because when Paul has his 100 dealers, the U.S. school will close. Go to GEETInternational.com or email paul@geet.nl.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Talking. Ooh. Ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh. Ooh. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh. Ooh. The big black horse said, look this way. He said, hey, hey, will you marry me? Ooh. But I said no, 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 no. I said no, no, you're not the one for me.
No, all right, let's hope you're not saying you're not the one for me. Let's hope you're saying you're the one for me and picking these horses. Hey, everybody, Kate hanging with you, getting ready for the race. Pimlico, it's the Preakness. We're trying to get our Preak on. And I hope that we have a winner. I would love it. Here's what's happened. One of the horses dropped out. I like the name of this horse, too. Hurricane Ike. We should have known. I think I already mentioned this, but it was a left hind leg injury. So there are 12 horses in the field. Aconite gets the first post position, first gate, 20-1 odds. Schoolyard Dreams, 15-1. I like that name. That's out of the two-hole. Pleasant Prince goes into the third gate, 20-1 odds. Northern Giant, 30-1 odds. That would be the fourth horse. Yawana Twist, 30-1 odds, the five horse. Six is a horse I like. Jackson's Bend, one of five Derby horses chasing the second leg of the Triple Crown. And he's trained by Nick Zito, who hasn't won a Preakness since 96. Jackson's Ben is 12-1. Looking at Lucky, that was the horse I liked for the Derby, but of course, that was before it was a muddy, horrible, sloppy track. Looking at Lucky, comes in right after Jackson's Bend. So now we're up to 7. Then we go to 8, that's Super Saver, 5-2 odds, the horse that won the Kentucky Derby. A lot of people still like this horse. Others are questioning, is Super Saver really the horse to go with? Is this really the horse that's going to be able to do it? Then Cara Coratada, I hope I'm saying that right, 10-1 odds, is your 9 horse, your 10 horse, Patio Prada. I like this horse a ton, 9-2 odds. First Dude, great name, 20-1 odds, is 11. And Dublin, another horse that I actually really liked for the Derby. Again, the track was crazy, but I like that horse. And, of course, not good in the mud, so it didn't matter. It was a wash for me, if you will. But Dublin is trained by Dwayne Lucas, who's had plenty of success on the track and in the Preakness. But then you have to look at where the post positions are. Somebody I know who is very into the horses and knows his horses like nobody's business told me the 1 through 5 is where it really counts. And so you start to get after the 5, and where you break from the 5 hole can make a difference. We, you know, it's paralysis by analysis. These are numbers. So you pick numbers however you want. 3 numbers in a row. And poor Donovan Madsen. We have to give him a hand. Woohoo! These are real hands, by the way. Clapping for him, because as the technician extraordinaire, the technical maestro of America Tonight, does such a great job anyway, he's probably scrambling like nobody's business getting addresses. Because remember, the first 6 people who call in to give me their trifecta already win, because we will mail you a DVD of The Messenger. And for the people who won last time around when we did our Fair or Foul contest, just so you know, all of your books have been mailed out, and Steve Kay, who was the winner, he won the Cobra Golf Club. That is on the way as well. So something to look forward to in the mail next week. Ooh, you know, people don't send things in the mail. It's exciting when you get mail when it's not a bill, right? Okay, so let's dive right into it. For the Preakness, let's go to Cliff in Missouri. Hello, Cliff.
Good morning, KOU. This morning.
You're a winner, buddy. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What do you think? What are your numbers?
I think it's going to be 10, 8, and 7.
Ooh, 10, 8, and 7. Now, 8 and 7, of course, favorites. All your horses, I can't argue with the 10, 8, and 7. Those are all great horses. It could come out that way. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And thank you. All right, we're going to go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hey, I'm going to take Dublin to win it. I think that's 11.
Uh-huh.
Or 12. What is it?
Oh, no, Dublin is 12, I think. I've got it. Don't worry. Dublin. Ooh, so you actually looked at the horses, it sounds like.
And then...
if you tell me the horses' names, don't worry. I can find out. Dublin is 12, so no worries.
All right. Cara Coratada, number to come in second, and Jackson to come in third. Jackson's
Ooh,
Bend.
I like Jackson's Bend. I thought Jackson's Bend was going to be a pretty good horse in the Derby. Hey, we have you locked and loaded. And Tomas, you are a winner, too. You get The Messenger. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Well, you'll enjoy it, then. It's a good movie, I hear, I understand. And Woody Harrelson was up for a big award for that one, so cool.
All right. Good
night. Have a good weekend. Here's the number, 800-259-5791. Rick in Illinois. It's your shot, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Oh, Drill Baby Drill. Oh, wrong show.
Hey, Drill Baby Drill, you're a winner, Rick. You won a DVD.
Hey, all right.
Cool.
Carrie Prejean's tape?
No, it's not Carrie Prejean.
Oh.
No, instead it is Woody Harrelson, but it's not a porn movie he's in. It's The Messenger.
Well, she made 7 of them. I fear you might have an extra one.
No.
Maybe her parents would have a spare.
Yeah, we'll call them. We'll get them on the show.
Okay. Horse number 4, Northern Giant.
Mm-hmm.
Horse number 8, Super Saver.
Mm-hmm.
And horse number 2, Schoolyard Dreams.
Schoolyard Dreams. I've been reading a lot about that horse. That is a cool name, too. So that's what you actually make a bet on those horses, I bet.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
4, 8, and 2. Well, you're pretty close to me. 4, 8, and 2. I've got 4, 8, and 7.
4, 8, 7?
Mm-hmm.
Probably going to cost me another $20.
and me as well, so we're in the same boat. That's good.
Well, I'll talk to you next week and let's melt them on the action.
So. All right, so we'll see what happens. All right, you're in the money. You're locked and loaded, so to speak. Everybody who's calling right now, 1, 2, 3, 4. And don't feel badly if you just miss out on that, because trust me, there'll be other opportunities. It's crazy how the prize closet has just, it's just exploding. I'm serious. With people that want to, that like the show, which is nice, advertisers and people who want to give us prizes to give away. All right, so Joe is in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Kay, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How about you? You got a good horses? Got good horses for us? We're looking for some good horses.
I've got 8, 7, and 3.
8, 7, and 3. Yeah, 8 and 7, the combination of 8 and 7, that's not surprising that 8 and 7 would be there. And 3 is Pleasant Prince, 20 to 1 odds. Pleasant Prince, good name, good horse, good breeding. But, I mean, at this point, really any of them getting it in Pimlico with a 12-horse field. So I look at sometimes the speed numbers. I like your choices. We'll see. What happened? Super Saver, of course, is 5-2. Hey, congratulations, Joe, because you already are a winner since you won the DVD, so we'll drop that in the mail.
Thank you very much.
You'll get that, so good luck.
Thank you.
You are welcome. All right. Like I said, don't feel badly, because chances are, if you got the DVD, someone else is probably going to win the Trifecta Challenge. And the Trifecta Challenge is a prize package to beat the band. I'm serious. I mean, I have worked in a lot of different radio settings and radio stations like The Fan in New York, and you see, we were always giving away Mets tickets. And then what would happen is Yankee people would call and say, yo, why don't you have any Yankee tickets? Don't you like the Yankees? What's going on with the Yankees? It's like, no, because this is the Mets station, so we have Mets tickets to give out. Or we have U.S. Open tickets. Yo, who likes tennis? It was crazy. They didn't like the prizes, which I thought the prizes were pretty incredible. And the prizes are even better. I think the prizes here are even better than what I had in New York. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So the field from the rail out we already talked about, and there's some intriguing names. Sometimes people go by names. Sometimes people go by the colors of the horse. My mother's a big fan of the grays. She does know a little bit about horse racing, but she'll watch the horses and the paddock and stuff, and when they walk around and she sees a gray and it's got a little bit of kick to it, she's changing her mind. And so you can change your mind, but not once you're locked and loaded. Coming up next, we'll take more calls at 800-259-5791. It is the Trifecta Challenge.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity. Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
So the 12th race at Pimlico, the Preakness is what we're talking about, on Saturday, the 3/16th mile race, that's how long they go on the track. Will it be the second leg of the Triple Crown for Super Saver? 70 favorites have won in the 134-year history of the Preakness, including the last couple of years. It was very exciting last year when you had Rachel Alexander with the 9-5 odds nailing it. And Big Brown was the 1-5 favorite when he won in 2008. Now let's see what Super Saver can do after winning on a very muddy track with what Super Saver likes to do, hugging that rail, baby, for that ride and winning by 2.5 lengths. A mudder is different on a firm, dry track. A lot of people still like Super Saver. And, of course, and this isn't a surprise, you know, it's like when you look in the paper and you look at the money leaders for golf, when you see whoever's in the money. Phil Mickelson would be high on the list now because of what he's the damage that he's done this year. Super Saver winning the Derby, 3 starts, a first, you know, 1-1-1 all the way across, a first, a second, and a third. But the earnings for this horse, $1,655,000 and change. But a lot of that comes with the Derby. There's some interesting horses. There's some interesting names. You got to have a little bit of luck, I think. I say luck. You have to have a little bit of luck with the post position here, if you believe that. And in the sport of kings, the to be crowned the Triple Crown winner is the thing. So we are hoping to come up with a trifecta winner. And, boy, you would have earned our respect because no one's been able to do that. We haven't had anyone ever do that. We're hoping this time around we do. 800-259-5791. It's just numbers, folks, and you're mixing them up all over the place. So let's see if we can get some that work. We move on from Joe in Kentucky to Jeremy in Alaska. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, I get to talk on the same show twice in one night.
I know. We never let double dipper, so this is huge for you and Tomas, for example. So what are your horses?
Well, I'm going to take Super Savers, number one. Dublin is number two. And Looking at Lucky is coming in, number three.
Looking at Lucky. Boy, that was my horse for the Derby. That I should have waited till the next day to look at that. But, of course, we
might as well throw a four in there, too. Patio Prado.
Patio Prado. Yeah, with Kent DeSormo with the mount on that one. I like it. Hey, Jeremy, we got to move along, but congratulations. You did get a DVD. Thanks for calling back in from Alaska. We dip back down closer to, well, not closer because I guess, no, Kentucky would be closer to Baltimore. Let's go to Ray in Kentucky. Hey, Ray.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What are your horses, Ray?
Probably 7, 8, 12.
7, 8, 12. Okay, that's... Did anyone else have 7, 8, 12? I don't think so. 7, 8, 12. That's pretty good. You know, you got two of the favorites certainly in there. And then a lot of people are looking at... a lot of people are looking at Dublin as a possibility. So with 10-1 odds, Dwayne Lucas, we'll see. But congratulations and thanks for calling the show.
Thank you.
Okay, so we move... Now on to John in Ohio. Hey, John.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. You're going to pick some horses?
Yeah, I'll try number 9, number 12, and number 2.
9, 12, and 2. So I'm thinking 9. I don't think anyone said 9 at this point. And if we go backwards, we're looking at, no, somebody did. I think Tomas also picked 9. And you said 12, which is Dublin. And you, oh, Schoolyard Dreams is in your mix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 15-1 odds. Do you like, will you watch the Preakness?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like watching all the big, especially the big three. I like horse racing, but I for sure will watch the big three, too. Well, good luck to you, John.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you for the call. We move from John to Phil in Missouri. Hello, Phil.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Are you big, do you like horse racing, too?
I love it. It's fantastic stuff.
Good for you. You know what? I knew when I went to Garden, this is like a throwback. I went to Garden when I was a kid, I mean when I was old enough, my mother took me to Garden State Racetrack, which was in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, just a stone's throw away from Philadelphia, and I got to see the horses run. I was like, man, I like this. This is fun. I just like watching them, besides knowing how to bet. They're beautiful, just watching them in the paddock and stuff, and it's a fun thing. It's a fun day to go to the track. You don't have to blow a lot of cash. You can still have fun doing it. So, Phil, you like the horses. I'm going to pay attention to what you say. What horses do you like?
Going Super Saver to win, and then number 6 and number 7.
6 and 7. I don't know if anyone has said the 6 horse yet. Am I right? The 6 horse is Jackson's Bend, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, Jackson's been 12-1 odds. This is that's an interesting horse. That's a Nick Zito horse. I kind of have my eye on Jackson's Bend too. Hey, good luck, and we'll see. Maybe you nail our trifecta challenge.
Thank you much.
All right, we appreciate it. Let's see. Oh, our pal Edna, Steady Edna in Kansas.
Hi.
She is due to win. Okay, Edna, what do you think? What numbers are you picking?
8, 7, and 12.
8, 7. Oh, you can't pick 8, 7, and 12 because somebody else already has it. You got to give me some other ones.
Oh, okay.
What do you want? Just, you can pick any numbers. One, well, to, you can pick, you could still have 8 and 7 in a different combination.
7, 8, 12.
7,
8, 12.
Oh, you said 8, 7, 12. I'm sorry. 8, 7, 12. You know what? I was wrong about that. You got your numbers. 8, 7, 12.
Oh, okay. Okay.
8, 7, 12. So you were right. There you go. Thanks, Edna.
Bye.
Remember, trifecta, so it's in order, whatever you say. Like 8, 7, 3, 7, 8, 12, 8, 7, 12, et cetera. 9, 12, 2, 4, 8, 2. But you guys already know that. You have that down. Okay, so we move to Sue in Kentucky. Hello, Sue.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. You sound like you're in an echo chamber. Where are you, at home?
Actually, it's really cool. I have night watch, and I'm in a barn with an actual Preakness winner in it.
You're kidding.
No, Bernardini, 2006.
Bernardini?
Yeah.
Wow.
He won the Preakness in the race that Barbaro broke down.
Wow, that's right. Oh, my gosh. Do you know I was in New York when that happened, and I was so stunned. That was awful to see that happen, but how cool is that you're there?
It's way cool, and I mean, I've been a fan of race horses. I've worked with horses my whole life, and I come in here at night, and I love it. I got four sires that have sons that won the Kentucky Derby. I have a Kentucky Derby winner. You name it. Got Rachel's dad, Vignata's dad. I'm always happy when I come to work, you know?
Wow, no kidding. I mean, you've got a serious job. That is some serious cash and good horses where you are.
Yeah. Smarty Jones' dad's here. There's a bunch of them here.
Smarty Jones, here's a quick little factoid. My second cousin, John Service, was the trainer for Smarty Jones.
Yeah, I remember that because I was listening when he was running in the Triple Crown races.
Oh, it was so exciting. And darn if they didn't lose by just barely a nose at the Belmont. Crazy. All right, Sue, we're going to pay attention to what you say. Who do you like?
I'm going to go with Super Saver mainly because it's going to be sloppy again. Mm-hmm. And he was proven in the slop before the Derby. And you got to go with the horses that are proven in the slop.
Okay.
And so I'm going to go 8, 10, and 12.
8, 10, and 12. Cool. All right, so we've got you locked and loaded. Sue, thanks for listening to us. We appreciate it, and thanks for calling in.
Have a great night.
All right, you too. Woo, how about that? That was a little bit of history there. Sad. When the horse went down, and she's right, was that 2006, 2007, Barbaro. Okay, we move from Sue in Kentucky in a barn to Danny in Illinois. Hey, Danny.
Howdy.
Okay, who do you like?
1, 2, 4.
1, 2, 4. I love it. You were just right out of the shotgun there. 1, 2, 4. All right, thanks for the call, and we'll see if you're our winner. We appreciate the call. Thanks. Hey, I meant to say this, too, and I think all of you know this, like my pal Dave in Vermont. If you're listening, I guarantee I've got an email from you. If you're somewhere where you can't get to the phone line, you can send us your horses at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, and I'll check them. And as long as they're there by the top of the hour, you are in. It's that simple. Or you can still try to jingle us at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. 91. In our prize pack, we have movie tickets, we have food coupons for various eating establishments, we got top-of-the-line books. I don't want to tell everything, because then I'll give away all the good stuff. But there's good stuff in this prize pack, because we've had it for a while now. So we just keep putting things into it. It just keeps building and building and building. Probably have to send an ambassador from America Tonight to deliver to someone if any of you happen to be the winner. And there's a lot of good combinations here so far on the board. I wouldn't be surprised if we do come up with a winner this time around. There are still certainly combinations left out there, but you've thrown out some really good ones at this point. And with 12 horses, there's certainly more possibilities of that. So if you want to get in on the Preakness action here on America Tonight, you got to jam on it quickly, either americatonight.net or 800-259-5791.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Abracadabra, everybody's looking for the winning horse in the Preakness. Or actually, how about a trifecta? Three horses, one, two, three, win, place, and show. If you can do that, boy, there are certainly other things that I could say about your Kreskin. It's tough. It's tough when you sit and you try to go through all the racing form and figure out who you're going to pick or whatever. But here it's easy because it's just like throwing down lottery numbers. There's no pressure. Just pick some numbers and who knows what will happen. I'm starting to get a bunch of emails, americatonight.net. As long as they're in by the top of the hour, you are locked and loaded. Here's one from Brooke. Brooke says, this sounds crazy, but I don't care. I'm going to say 1, 2, and 3. Well, Danny in Illinois said 1, 2, and 4. You just don't know. Even if a horse is a long shot, This is a horse. This is a race, rather, where you've got 12 horses. I still think the favorites will be in the money, but you can't tell. You never can tell. Preakness isn't known for gigantic surprises, but certainly surprises have happened, like what Sue in Kentucky was telling us. What a shocker when she mentioned where she happened to be right now, and it was the 2006 Preakness that she was talking about. I said that I was in New York, and I happened to be watching that when that happened, and Barbaro was overwhelmingly the favorite in that field. It was a small field, I remembered. I think there was 9 horses. I want to say it was 9 horses, and Barbaro was like the 1-2 favorite. And, you know, it was like maybe a furlong into the race, Barbaro injured his right hind leg. And I can't even watch the footage, but it was pulled up by the jockey, famous jockey Edgar Prado, just past the finish line when the rest of the field continued around the turn. And then Bernardini, which that's where Sue is, watching that horse, was a like 13-1, some odds like that, was the horse that ended up winning it and taking over the lead. But, it was so sad to see that. It was sad to see the horse go down. And then people start talking about, the humaneness, it's inhumane, the races, and with what happens to the horses. And, there are sad things that happen to horses that don't make it to that level or with some seedy people in the business. But then there are competent people and people who take care of the horses. And if something happens, they, you know, that old expression about put them out to pasture, they don't turn them into glue, let's say. Not to go down that path. We've had Joe Drape on before to talk about that, too, from the New York Times. We'll have him back on again. So let's take some more guesses here. AmericaTonight.net. I'll hit a couple up that way. And then if you want to call in and try to get in on the action, as it were, 800-259, before the window closes, 800-259-5791. Let's go back to Kentucky and Cindy in Kentucky. Hey, Cindy. Cindy, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, cool. Cindy, what do you think?
I think number 8, mm-hmm. Of course, Super Saver, and I'm going with 11, First Dude,
mm-hmm.
and 5, You Want a Twist.
You know what? I like the dude. And at First Dude and Ioana, I've heard a little bit of buzz, but, you know, who knows? And I think Super Saver does win this race.
Yeah, I like First Dude because that's what Sarah Palin called her husband when she was governor.
That's right, Todd. Her husband, Todd, you're right. All right, so 8, 11, and 5. Cindy, do you listen to America Tonight a bunch?
Yeah, every night on my way home from work. I sure do.
That's good. Hey, we appreciate it, and thanks for calling in. We'll see if you're
right.
Our winner.
Thanks.
All right, have a good weekend. Let's see here. 800-259-5791. Anne in Missouri. Hello, Anne.
Good morning. My goodness, what am I doing up this early in the morning?
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
You? No.
What do you like?
This is only a guess. Because, as usual, I did not study for the test.
That's okay.
And it's going to be 6, 2, and 9.
6, 2, and 9. You know what? Sometimes random guesses are the best.
It's as random as it can get.
That's okay. Random is good, and you don't know. 6, 2, and 9 works. We don't have 6, 2, and 9 on the board, so you got it. You are locked and loaded. I'm glad that you're up. Go to bed now.
Good night, good morning.
That's good. Let's go to John in Kentucky. Hey, John.
7. I'm just not coming on. 7, 8, and 4.
7, 8, and boy, a lot of people like the combination of 7 and 8. 7, 8, and 4. That's a good combination. I don't know what the payout would be. Depends, you know, the odds always change at the end by the time you go to the windows. But for our purposes, 7, 8, and 4, if they come in, you've won the trifecta on America Tonight. So thanks for the call, and you have a good weekend.
You too. Take it easy.
All right. Cruising down the highway. A lot of people going home from work. Rick in Kentucky. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, Rick. How are you?
Oh, I gotta keep with Super Saver, so I've gotta go with 897.
897. 897. All right, yeah.
Big numbers I could remember.
Yeah, you can remember those. It's hard to go. It is hard to go against Super Saver, but I just keep reading. You know how it is. Like, you start to read too much, and then you can't even. You're just looking at it, and it just becomes mush. But a lot of people
for the Triple Crown.
Yeah, a lot of people like Super Saver and think that forget the whole Muddy Track thing, and this is still a good horse that could easily win the Preakness. The Belmont's a different deal. The Belmont with the length and everything. I don't know, but we'll see. First, got to get through the Preakness. Good luck to you. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, so we have a bunch of people that also emailed in at americatonight.net. Wow, a lot of people. Let's take another call. Jamie in Kentucky. We want to try to get everyone in we can. Jamie in Kentucky, hello.
Hello, Kate.
Hello. What do you think, Jamie?
I don't. 357 been picked already.
357? No. 357 hasn't been picked, has it? 357. I don't think so.
That's what I'll take.
All right, 357. Hey, that's the way to do it, randomness, to just pluck the numbers out. That's like bingo when the numbers just bubble up. So 357, good luck to you. Watch the race. You may be the winner.
Hey, thanks.
I know I'll be watching it. It's interesting because I'm supposed to go to a throwback concert where it's like the Cowboy Mouth, B-52s. I think anybody here of these groups, like 38 Special, Toad the Wet Sprocket. And I'm thinking, what time does, and it starts like right around the race. So what I'm thinking is I'm going to beg someone to just save me a seat so I can watch the race. Because I don't want to have one of those little TVs where you can't see. And I can't stand it if I'm not watching it. I don't want to watch it on replay. I don't want to do the TiVo thing. Hey, thanks to everybody who called. A great amount of people calling for the challenge. We had 16 callers, and this race, this Preakness, set to go off in one day and 16 hours, and we'll see what happens with Lucky, we'll see what happens with Super Saver, we'll see what happens with Dublin, Patio Prada, Kent DeSormo, feels like he used to defend himself about his race, although, hey, Patio Prada was the show horse in the Kentucky Derby. The superfecta for the straight up superfecta for the Derby was 4-2, 10-9. It paid over $202,000. $202,000. Anybody out there could use $202,000? I don't know. I think pretty good, right? All right, I'm going to give you a kind of a one-liner. This one's from Henny Youngman. He said at one point, I was just in London. There is a six-hour time difference. I'm still confused. When I go to dinner, I feel sexy. When I go to bed, I feel hungry.